Chapter 13. Ritual. The white tiled floor was steadily turning to grey with the accreted grime of neglect. It was also covered in blood. They had moved him from the factory to an infirmary. Presumably, it had been used to tend the injuries of machine workers sustained through accident or misadventure. It was a modest size and modestly stocked. A workbench served as an operating table. The drug cabinet had been raided, but there were gauze and bandages left behind. Shenra was using them to try and staunch the bleeding. The man, Grammaticus, if that identity was to be believed, had fared poorly during the rapid relocation to this secondary hideout. Despite Leodrak's protestations and even Damardus's murmured counsel that to put him out of his misery was not only the logical thing to do, but also the most humane, Numion had insisted Grammaticus be taken with them. Helon, Uzak, and Sharka had come as well. Their bodies, anyway. Leodrak would not leave them, nor would Avis, who had shouldered the burden of his chapter brother all the way from the printing house. The Raven Guard had refused all offers of help, even from Hriak, who was a distant figure to Avis anyway. Helon and Uzak had many volunteers to bear them, and were dragged hurriedly between two of the Fireborn. Numion had carried the human, allowing Pergellan to lead the company in his stead. "I'm no apothecary. I'm not Helon," Shenra griped, up to his vambraces in gore.
"Nor was Helon, brother," said Numion, looking askance at the pyre his brothers had erected outside on the factory floor. "He adopted, as we all must."
"Life signs are beyond faint. He barely draws breath," said the tech marine. "If he were a servitor, I would see his parts rendered down for scrap. That is what remains now."
"But he is flesh," insisted Numion, "and I would see him restored if it is within your considerable abilities, brother."
"Faint praise will not alter the course of events here," Shenra reminded the captain.
"Just do your best," said Numion,
and left the tech marine to grumble in peace. Leodrak was waiting outside.
"He fades?" he asked.
"Was it etched upon my face?"
"Actually, yes, coupled with the fact that when he went in there, the human was almost cut in half by that deflected shell."
"Prognosis is bleak," muttered Numion, starting to walk. "Even if Helon had lived,"
his eyes strayed to the pyre,
"I doubt we would have had any better chance of saving the human."
"Is it wise?"
asked Leodrak, following his captain's gaze. "The smoke may signal to our enemies."
"We aren't staying for long," said Numion. "And besides, there are fires burning throughout the city. How could they tell one from another?"
Leodrak agreed before his expression darkened.
"May I speak my mind?"
he asked, walking in lockstep with his captain.
"I suspect you would, anyway."
Leodrak didn't bite. His thoughts were elsewhere. At a belated nod from Numion, he gave voice to them.
"Is he really that important? The human, this Grammaticus, or so he claims?"
"I would dearly like the answer to that question. But unless he pulls through, I fear we will never have it."
"I don't understand. Why does this mortal possess such meaning to you?"
"I don't know. I feel something."
Numion pressed his hand to his stomach.
"In my gut. An instinct."
"A belief?"
Leodrak assumed. Numion met his questioning look with one of determination.
"Yes, the same belief. That Vulcan lives, and this man, however insignificant, seems to know something of that."
Leodrak scowled.
"What?"
"He told me Vulcan is alive."
"Where? On Istvan?"
Something as dangerous as hope affected Leodrak's tone.
"He didn't say, or at least I have not had a chance to ask him yet."
The other salamander's mood rapidly soured.
"And when did he say this?" during interrogation, after you left.
You cannot believe this, he scoffed, disbelief obvious on his face. Numion remained sincere.
I do, he said, with certainty.
Leodrak was unconvinced. An act of desperation, brother.
I thought so too, at first, and dismissed it. But I went over his saying it again and again. I can tell a lie from truth, Leo. Humans in the presence of legionaries tend not to be very good at it.